Welcome to the Joy Felipe Bruce Podcast. Sister Joy Felipe is a daughter of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills and the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Cathedral of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. The Fountain of Life Cathedral is a thriving church of young, energetic people full of life for the Lord. Sister Joy is also an itinerant minister of Dyke Heward Mills Ministries. She travels extensively, holding pastors' conferences and bringing ministry-related books by Bishop Dyke Heward Mills to the nations. She is the evangelist of the Blessed Salvation Crusade. Now be blessed and refreshed as you listen to this inspired message by Sister Joy.
Are you ready for some testimonies? In fact, turn to your neighbor and say, my neighbor, I have known you for some time now, and you have never shared your testimony in church. Amen. Please put your hands together. Help me welcome Jennifer to share her testimony with us. Hallelujah. Amen. Hi, please tell us your name and which basanta you belong to.
My name is Selom Jennifer, and I am in the Gazelles.
Hi.
I am in the Rose of Sharon.
Wow. Jennifer, what's your testimony about this morning?
So my testimony is about divine provision.
Wow. Tell us, what has the Lord done for you?
So when Mommy announced the Momo Bishop's coming,
yeah,
I prayed, because for some time now, I've not heard from my dad. So I prayed to God that if I wouldn't hear from my dad personally, then he should talk to someone that's related to me. So I think he left here on Saturday. And on Monday, after class, and my brother called me. When he called me, I was wondering why he would call. So he told me that my dad had sent him money, and then he wanted us to share. And I was like, hey, someone I've not heard from for like December till March.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden,
he sent you money.
So I decided to go home the following week. So when I went home, I think on Monday, that's the third week, I went to a friend's place. And then all of a sudden, she gifted me 2,000 CDs.
I was wait. No, take your time. You went to visit a friend,
yeah,
and the person gifted you
2,000.
2,000.
Yeah.
How many of you will want to have such a friend? I mean, some of you, your friends are the type who will only come to you when they are in need. So you are always the one giving to your friend. If you are believing God to give you the kind of friend who will be able to dash you 2,000, put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Please continue.
So that same week, that was on Saturday, my dad sent another money again to my
brother. Hey! Wow.
Yeah. And then on Good Friday.
Hey, I'm even tapping myself.
On Good Friday, when I got to my hostel, I received an alert of thousands.
Three different Momo miracles. Oh, put your hands together for this faithful God that we serve. Hallelujah. Yeah. Jennifer, what would you like to tell the church?
So I'd like to tell the church that, I mean, some of us are like very stubborn when it comes to conventions and all those things. But then, I feel like anytime Mommy tries to like have such conventions for us, we should try our possible best to like come for the convention. And then I wouldn't say it's a mistake for any of us to be here. It's indeed a blessing. And then Mommy is a blessing to everyone here.
Hallelujah. Amen. Put your hands together. God bless you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. What a miracle working God. Amen. Yeah. And you see, many of you, when we have special programs like a convention or a conference, and you know, your shepherd is texting and calling you to come, you do not know that it's simply because your shepherd loves you and your shepherd wants you to be blessed. Hallelujah. If she had missed that convention, she would never have received that miracle. Amen. Help me welcome Joseph to share his testimony with us. Hallelujah. Hi, Joseph. Tell us your name and which ministry you belong.
Joseph from the Christian Pop Stars.
Wow.
And also the New Life. I'm from the New Life.
Wow. Yeah, so what's your testimony
my
about?
My testimony is about how God delivered me from an accident.
Wow. Yes, yeah, tell us.
Oh, so a little while back, I think two weeks back, I was leaving my hostel for a study group meeting. Yeah, so I was going for my study group meeting. So I just left my hostel and I was... The sun was very scorching. Like, it was hot, like crazy hot. So my head was down and I was walking, like, to prevent the glare of the sun. So I was just walking straight with my head down. Yeah, so I reached a certain part of the road and for some reason, there was a motorbike coming towards me. But I couldn't hear it. I couldn't hear a motorbike. So in my head, I'm just going my way. So yeah. A few steps closer, I felt a tap on my back. Like there was this pressing edge on my back. Yeah. So like, I'm wondering like, what? So I was about to raise my head and check
who tapped me from behind. Yeah.
So when I raise my head, the motorbike is here.
Wow.
Like, when I raise
right in
my
front
head,
of you.
Yeah, so reflex, I had to jump out of the way. So I actually fell on the floor. Beside
please be quiet so that you can hear the testimony.
Apparently the motorbike rider was on his phone. He claims he was looking at Google Maps, so he couldn't see me. I couldn't see him because my head was down, but I felt the tap.
Your head was down?
Yes,
and he was looking at his phone.
So when I fell down, he parked the motorbike and he came to help me get up, and he's like, he's sorry and all that.
Yeah.
So when he went back for his motorbike, I'm wondering, who tapped me? So I turned around like 360, like, but it's only me and him on the road.
Turn to your neighbor and say, my neighbor, who tapped you? Hey!
Yes. Yeah, so for me, I believe that was the Holy Spirit prompting me that there was something ahead of me.
You see, depending on where you find yourself, you can easily have funny people tapping you, but by the grace of God, Joseph was delivered from a wild accident by being tapped by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I don't want to imagine what could have happened. Joseph, what do you want to tell the church?
Okay, in a period like this, especially this exam period, Mommy always sends us prayers every morning. So, and one thing she always says is that God should deliver us.
Yeah.
So I believe that the prayers that she prays for us has been a reason why I'm alive today. So I'd just like to thank Mommy first of all for her prayers, and also entreat all of you to listen to the prayers. It's very helpful, especially in this period.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Put your hands together. I see the Lord delivering you from accident, and I see God providing all for all your needs. It's time to listen to the word of God. This is the best part of the service. And I believe that this is the best church in the world because we have the best pastor. We have an anointed shepherd, a shepherd who is always lifting up before the Lord. Put your hands together as we welcome to our international and anointed stage our pastor, our shepherd.
words cannot explain how great you are, but we just want to say that we are blessed. We are blessed that you should choose such as us to draw us near. We are blessed that you see us, and we just want to say thank you. As your word comes this morning, I pray, Lord, that you will find a place in our hearts. May our hearts be receptive, O God, and may we hear you and receive for everything that we ought. May we be different from when we came. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Take your seat. Thank you. Wow. Amen and amen. It's good to see you in church. All right. I can see so many people are very late this morning, but here we don't wait for anybody. We are moving on. Yeah, we are moving on. Are you there? Beautiful. Now let's take a couple of announcements before we start. I normally, just so I don't forget. Now I want to say that every Tuesday we are here with the God Lovers service, and I know that you have Agenda 5 on, but I just want to say that it's not a bad idea to be there. Amen. If you have a paper on Wednesday, you might be too hot to be here. But some of you have one paper in the week. Yeah, you have one paper in the week. Some of you have half a paper in the week. Some of you have no paper at all in the week. Are you there? So for your own sake, just make it. Amen. Is that okay? We put Agenda 5 there because it marks a season. Are you there? It marks a season. It marks a season of intense learning. And also because many of you waste your time and then you accuse God that is because of him. Yeah, so it's your accusations that have sent us that way. However, be true to yourself. Amen? We are here. The service goes on. And actually, we have a very, very good time. Yeah, so you might want to avail yourself of what goes on. Because what goes on in that service, I think the person putting up the Agenda 5 flyer is not following what I'm saying, because I'm not advertising Agenda 5 at this time. So follow the service. Yeah. Beautiful. Secondly, we have the Healing Jesus service. It's a service, a global service once a year when our Father addresses all of us, and it will be happening on the 26th of this month right here. So it's a normal service. Are you there? But it's a good time to prepare an extra offering for Healing Jesus. They are actually on their way to Congo today. And yeah, you see, if you have, how many of you during Advent, you went to knock on some doors or went to talk to some friends? Can I see your hand? Was it easy? So we are just walking around in our 18. It was not easy. What about Congo? Oh, you don't get it. I mean, you're just walking around with your classmates, your colleagues, just here. You can see that it's not simple. How much more those who have to fly, even the nation they are going to. Are you there? I travel to many countries. Congo is not on my list. Hey, are you there? Why is it not on your list? You'll be asking me why it's not on my list. No, but there are countries and there are countries. Yeah. Some places, Chale, if you are not called, then don't go. But they will go and they keep going. And they don't just go. Many people go to a place and they just go to the capital city. When you go to the capital city, you don't know the country. Like those of you who have just lived in Accra, you don't know Ghana. You have no right to say you know Ghana. Most of Ghana, more than 60, 70% of Ghana lives outside of Accra. You don't know your nation. You are there. And they will enter into the hinterland and go and preach the gospel there. The least that we can do is to facilitate it, isn't it? Or you want to go to the Congo, Sam? You are going to buy your ticket and go. Please inform me. So let us just plan towards that day. And the main thing is that you want to just put in something to encourage them and become a partner of the Healing Jesus campaign. Are you there? Because me, the way I see it, if I cannot go, let me do something. Yeah, every month I send something, every single month. I don't need to be reminded. I put it on as a scheduled something. Yeah. Are you there? Yeah. So we will be talking about it a bit more as the day is approaching. Hallelujah. I also want to keep 2 dates open. 31st of July, even though it's far away, keep it open. We're going to have some sounds of joy. Amen. We haven't had it this year. We cannot allow an academic year to go without a major campaign. Amen. And then you also want to take note of the 8th to the 12th of August when we have the First Love Conference in Accra. So just keep those dates. and we'll see what the Lord will do. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Powerful. Well, it's time for the Word of God. And this Sunday, I have a very interesting topic the next couple of Sundays. And, you know, as I'm looking around at the room, I can see that the topic is very appropriate. We're going to be discussing the topic of backsliding. Do you agree with me that it's a very important, very current topic? You know, our Lord has a very interesting way of doing things. And there is a book in the Bible, the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah is a prophet. Now, if you read his writings, you begin to understand. This guy, he was crying all the time. Yeah, and the reason was because he was a prophet who God had sent at a time when Israel was backsliding. He's known for two books. Are you there? He's known for two books. I mean, the second book he's known for, in fact, if you want to translate it into current language, it is weeping. The book of Lamentations. What's a lamentation? Hey, well, wailing, holding your head, what is going on? What is happening? That's Lamentations. Yeah. Are you there? So he's a prophet who God gave a lot of things to speak about. He was talking to Israel in its backslidings, you know. And I think that this message is very relevant for us. It's relevant for us as a church. It's relevant for us. First, let's start from there. It's relevant for us as individuals. It's relevant as a church. And it's relevant as a nation. Are you there? Backsliding does not announce itself. You know, it doesn't announce itself. Before you are aware, you are backsliding. You see. And at times when I look at the church, I can see backsliding. Yeah, when I say the church, I'm not talking about the global church. I'm talking now about our church. Yeah, I can see backslidings. Are you there? Yeah. I see shepherds who are happy that they have 3 members. Not that you have... No, you see, when you have just started, you are fresh, you are new, and you have 3, we are even praising you. But when you have shepherded more people before, and then you are shepherding 3, you are falling down. Falling down. I look at the church and I see people who have no desire for God. It's a backsliding. The church didn't used to be so. Are you the church? Hey, you see that you're very quiet. Now that I'm dialing your number, now that I'm trying to dial your number, you're looking at me very seriously. Do you know, Sundays, I normally preach from here, but as for today, I'm coming down. I'm coming down. I have to come down. I'll see you guys. Are you there? Because I feel that this message is, we need it. It's for us. If you are in this building, and there was a time when you prayed more than you are praying now, you are backslidden. If you are in this building, and there was a time when you were more excited to go into church than you are today, you are backslidden. Are you there? If you are here at this time, and there was a time when you used to read the Bible more than you read it now, you are backslidden. And if there was a time when you were a chorister, you used to come, challenge, you were on it. But now, we got to talk to you and talk to you. It's time to come to church. Why are you late? Why are you late for the rain? You are backslidden. That's why I'm telling you that it's an important message for us. The way MPMFI is agreeing with me, I know that she has seen some. Are you in the church? Yeah. I look at Ghana as a nation. You know, even up to today, we are congratulating ourselves that we are a godly country. The reason why we are saying that is that we are comparing ourselves to godless countries. But there was a time in this nation when men of God were respected. Today, even children who have built nothing, done nothing, going nowhere, have nothing, they have something to say. It's never positive. Always taking the church on. We're excited when the church is being taken on. Hey, why? You shouldn't pay tithe. As you are there. A broke, nondescript. But you have mouth to be talking. It's because the nation is backsliding. A nation of thieves. You don't even know that copying is wrong. You don't even know that appointment. No, you know, copying it has always been there. It has always been in life. It's always been there. But never before on such a scale. And not only that, Christians copy as much as unbelievers. You are thieves and robbers. And I came to tell you, the Bible says that thieves are going nowhere. You ain't going to no heaven. Today, I've not come to preach for anybody. It's for us. It's for us. It's for us. As you are sitting here, some of you, since you started, you're like, God has not seen you. He has not heard of you. You have not spoken to him. The only link to God that you have had is the prayer that I've been sending out. That's all. Apart from that, it's a pot that you have been looking for. Apocrypha like you. Just a pot that you are looking for. What is there? Yeah. I have to show you backsliding. I gotta show you backsliding, because otherwise you say that, oh, I'm sorry, then this preaching is not for me. I'm all right. You're all right. Can't even pray. So let's pray. We will see. We'll pray at the end of this service. Your prayer is like some ice water that has missed its road. Call yourself a charismatic church. Are you there? And you have all kinds of reasons. Reasons that are not reasons. The number of diplomats in the church, you make me ill. I may not get it before my time. Yeah, we didn't come to church looking for diplomacy. That's why usually in this church we dress down. Oh, very quiet. And my pastor, today you have not dressed down. Please, I'm not dressed down because I'm going to somebody's party after church. Come bring yourself. I have to say it. Because otherwise, I'm in my practical something that is not because of clothing that we have come to church. We have come to church because we are looking for God. What brought you to church this morning? Who brought you to church? Why are you here this morning? They forced me. If I don't come, that's my shepherd. That way, they won't leave me alone. You are a disgrace to the Lord that you serve. Holy Spirit, grant me grace for today in the name of Jesus. And may I not fear their faces. If I will fear something or somebody, Christ, not you.
No.
Tell me, it's not you.
It's not
me. May cut you down to size small this morning. As we come, when I look at you, you look at yourself. You have got a beard. This guy too has got a beard. You are also in the university. You have also come for a degree. Shut up over there. You don't have anything. You are nobody from nowhere with nothing. Don't even start. First degree cry you don't have. That's what you are struggling over. Yay. I shouldn't say like that, talk like that, you see. Allow me to say, Niger, we are proud of our what? I just want you to inspect yourself. What are you proud about? What are you proud about? Your beautiful face. I give you 10 years. 10 years. 10 years cry is a lot. It's too much. Even that one, but for some help of some powder this morning. Hey! Please look at your neighbor's face. Tell your neighbor, this is your face, cry. Is it real? Is it real? Is it real? Please, as your hair cry, is it real? Is it real? I'm just trying to let us calm down. I'm just trying to let us calm down. Tell your neighbor, calm down. Calm down. Get off your pedestal. Calm down. Calm down. Calm down. If Jesus were coming right now, your hair doesn't matter. Your dress doesn't matter. Your shirt doesn't matter. Your trousers doesn't matter. How you look doesn't matter. He doesn't care at all. There's something that's more important. Hey. So today I'm preaching, you know. Because if you are backslidden, once you are alive, there's chance to return. Oh, you don't get me. You see, some of you are so far back that you don't even know that you are backslidden. You haven't even started the journey. We'll deal with that at the end of the service. But for now, I'm talking about those who are on the journey, but you are backslidden. Take me to the scripture in Jeremiah, chapter 3. This is the message the Lord has for us. Return! Return! You backslidden children. And I will heal your backslidings. This is my prayer. God, heal our backslidings. Hey, who am I? He should heal our backslidings. Oh. Because me and you, we used to just be there. Oh. And we are praying. And we are praying. We are backslidden. And we are praying. About what? Do we even know? and Amy will be on the piano. And we're just fellowshipping the Lord, and we'll be there. The whole Tuesday morning will come and pass. Just fellowshipping. And you come and visit us, we'll end the meeting on the floor. That was our agenda. Hey, we're backsliding now. Now we say that what? First degree, second degree, you are chasing PhD. Yeah, right. Hey, from the Bonnie Chemi, with three children under your belt. God forgive us. It's not because of children that we are going to heaven. It's not because of PhD. Allow me to say, Niger, you'll be there feeling tish. Me, I'm confessing my sins already, please. But I look at you and I wonder, please, let's define backsliding. Some people, they don't understand English. To slide backwards instead of going forward in your relationship to God, with God. Are you there? In your relationship, you are sliding backwards. So there are things you used to do. And you know, I'm going to be making a lot of references to relationships because that's where you can understand it well. Are you with me? That's where you can really relate. Yeah, you can see it very clearly. You know, the beloved, he couldn't wait for the call. But now, he doesn't even answer the phone. Now she's just blue-ticking you. You can see she has seen the message. No answer. But at first, she's by the phone, hoping that you will send a text. But today, dear. John chapter 8 and verse 31. Look at what Jesus was telling the Jews who believed him. He said, if you continue, that's the main way. If you continue, you know, it's not how you start. It's the continuing till you finish. What race have you gone to see that they awarded the people who started? Have you seen some before? Well done, you started there. Have you seen it before? It's not there. Starting. But I have seen a race where the last person was commended. This was last. And because the person, certain things made him last. Yeah. Are you there? Pull the hamstring. He couldn't run anymore. And instead of dropping out of the mouth, he came limping this way. Hours after the last person, people waited and they were cheering him on as he was just struggling to find his way. He ended. He continued. But you start. He never stopped. He didn't go back. Even when he was hampered, he continued. But as for something when you start, nothing like that. We have not seen it before. Are you in the church or you have traveled? So Jesus defined it. He said, it is the continuing. When you continue, then you are his disciple. And some of you, you go and you come. First year you were here, then you went. Second year we didn't see you. Look, let's see what Message Bible says. He also has a nice way of putting it. He says, if you stick with this, living out what I tell you, you stick with it, then you are my disciples for sure. Amen. The fact that you are here today is no guarantee you are going to heaven. Don't cry out. John 6, chapter 66. John 6, 66. The 666 cry should tell you that it's not going to say anything good. Look at it. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. So the fact that, and these were people who were exposed to Jesus directly, and yet a time came based on what he was saying. They got angry and they just left. Some of you are in church today. But after you hear a certain preaching, you are bored. Say, I've stopped. Yeah, I've stopped. I won't go to church again. I don't like the way they preach. And then they were talking about me. You are an unspiritual lizard. Listen, when you are in the church and the message chokes, you should know that the Spirit of God is speaking to you. That's all. That's all that it means. Are you there? Nobody will know. You see, if even the example that's used is you, nobody will know it's you. Nobody will know it's you. I mean, apart from your reaction. One time I was in church and Bishop Eddie was preaching. And he gave some example. And I was so freaked that the example was me. I laughed at all the pastors around me. They said it was you. I said, ah, you can clear. The way I laughed at this laughter, there was too much under. But otherwise, no one will know that it's you. Are you there? Whose example should we go and use? Somebody else? No. You see, so if it is important for us to continue, we would have wished, but at least I think I would have wished that somebody will alert me. That you'll be there, you're holding your phone. Then a message comes on the phone. Pim, pim. Pim, pim. Your spirituality level is now at 3%. If Satan attacks, you will fall. And is it not a warning? Would you not like to? Yeah, would you not like to get such an A? Say that, hey, really? Hey, or you get another message. You are no longer in the will of God. Hey! As for this one in particular, it's close to my heart. How I wish that, because we all think today that we are in the will of God. Now maybe I've gone off cry, you know. Or you wouldn't wish for that. At least you are alive, you can correct it. I another Christianity alert. You are now far from God. Your worldliness has made you an enemy of God. Hey, please ask your neighbor, will you not repent? Oh, I know him, but you will repent. Really, I wish. You have now missed 5 weeks of church. You have not prayed or had your quiet time for 6 months. Since you left God, God will also leave you. Oh! Please, do you agree with me? If we got such message, will you not immediately? These people over here, please, are you in the message? Will you? They don't have hands to raise. I'm coming to stand there to preach. Niger, please, I was asking a question. My question is that if perchance you got such a message, won't you like it so that you correct yourself? Yeah, you change. Or you change. Yeah, me too. How I wish. How I wish. I wish. Then if I wish it were so. It will just warn me so that I'll change. I'll even prefer it if it's a billboard. You have become less interested in the things of God. You are slowly backsliding. You will soon fall away. Back billboard at Tech Junction. Oh, won't you correct yourself? You are sure? I'm reading billboards this morning. If you cross this line, you will be a fornicator and a sex addict by next Tuesday. You know, we are laughing, oh. We are laughing, but I'm telling you that it's real, oh. There are some people, they meet a certain person, and that's it. So that Tuesday, you have met somebody, and I've met people who were upright until they slept with a particular. After that, all hell has broken loose. There's no ability to say no. There's no ability to zip up. There's no, it's as if another person has come to invade the person. Are you in the church? Yeah. I remember one time I was praying for a young lady in church. And it was just a prayer. I've forgotten what meeting it was. And it was just a normal prayer. And I said, Lord, I pray against the spirit of spoiling. All of a sudden, a demon took over the person. I came to spoil her. A demon has entered. I don't know how. Sana, as she was there, the things that were happening to her was because a demon has come to spoil her. Do you see? So, Charlie, how she would have wished that she had seen the mark. Hey, there's another billboard. Spiritual danger. You are entering the addiction zone. Yeah. Hey! Don't continue. You see, there are some things you do because you like them, but you are not yet in addiction zone. How you wish that some... Hey! So that you know that next step... Hey. Pause here. You see, you're all looking at me very nicely. Most of you, you watch pornography. Some of you are not yet addicted, but there are some who are addicted. Yeah. So how they wish they had some alert be that if you cross it one more time, if you watch it one more time, they would have just... You are there. Another billboard. Are you enjoying the billboards? If you stay in a relationship with a queer, it will destroy your relationship with God. Hey! Hey! Tell your neighbor, hey!
Let me ask you a question. Can I ask you a question? Have you not had some friends who make you a bit shy of your Christianity?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You can't be as free. Yeah, if you bring them to church, how you are in church, you have to change it. Yeah. That's the friend is not necessarily doing anything, but that's the friend who will destroy your relationship with God. Yeah. I don't have any friends around me. You cannot be close if I can't pray freely in your presence. No, you disturb my relationship with God. Yeah. Or if when I'm going to church, you make me feel funny. Why? Are you the only Christian? All of us, we are all Christians. Why do you think that you alone should be going to church like that? What is that? Why? You are telling us something. You are sending us a message. You want us to feel bad. Yeah. And some of you are from homes like that. Your parents are even pastors. But I say, yeah. But when you are coming to church and you are hot over the face of God and they are pouring water on it, I'm giving you some advice. Get out of there as fast as you can. Yes. Hey, pastor, are you saying that we should leave home? Yes. Yes, that's what I'm saying. Take a job away from home. National service away from home. Get out fast. Fast, because it will kill you. You are in the house. You can't cough. You are a child in the house. What are you going to teach your father? What are you going to say to your mother? You better wear your wisdom cap and get out of there. Eh, pastor, are you teaching my child? Yes, I'm teaching your child to get out of there before your demons affect him or her. Sorry. Yeah. Some people should not be your friends. No. If you have a relationship with them, it will affect you. Hey. I think that being a Christian is difficult enough. Yeah. There are even some pastors. You'll not be my friend. Because the mind you have, I don't like it. Hey. Why are they always saying flow? What is this? We know that flow is 4 o'clock in the morning. What is this? Now we are there. Then you say 4:30. That's why. You think we don't have anything to do? Damn you. Damn you. Those of us who managed to have to link up, we couldn't believe it. We were so blessed. We were so blessed. Wow, topics. Things were praying for me. I was even more alert than I am at 4 o'clock in the morning. The church is very quiet. Don't worry. I'm your pastor, but I'm a sinner saved by grace. I know that I need the grace of God. Because at 4:30 in the morning, we are there, we are praying. All of a sudden, I realize I missed 2 sentences. What does it mean? You fell asleep in between. Hey. It's 4:30 p.m. I was awake like a something. Activated fully. Are you in the church? My only regret was that we didn't just come and do it in church. And then, Charlie, we're all here just praying. But you see, because of your mind, you are sitting there, you are saying something. I don't care if your title is bishop. You will not be my friend. I don't care. Hey, because already this walking that I'm walking, Sumono, something said to me, then I have you as a friend. I want the kind of friend who will say, come on, we can do it. Come on. Charlie, the fast is killing us. We're afflicted, by the way, Tuesday. Those of us coming to God loving service, we have agreed that we are looking for God. We are going to fast. Do you know something? You won't join us. I really don't mind at all. But that's why I work with those who will do it. Because I know that by 1 p.m. I'll be feeling it. So I want to be able to call my friends and say, Charlie, are you there? The person will say, I'm dying, but I'm here. They will say, we can manage, isn't it? We can continue, isn't it? How many hours have you prayed? Let's continue to pray. That's what I'm looking for. Not a queer, tell our neighbor that we are not looking for the relation, not this one. We're looking for another equia who say, let's continue. Let's keep going. Let's pray a little more. Hey, that equia. That equia. Ask your neighbor, are you that equia? Oh, I'm sending you a warning. Here's another billboard. Warning, warning, warning. You are 1 kilometer from hell. Hey, turn back. Another billboard. You don't love God anymore. How I wish these things were there. Oh. Yeah. Another warning. Warning, oh, you are not saved. Your name is not in the book of life. Like by now, Charlie, I'm giving your life to Christ. Because as I'm speaking, there's a mixture. There are people here going straight to hell. No care, no bend, no care. I'm not cursing. You're just not born again. That's all. That's all. If there was some warning. But you know, we've had fun looking at the warnings. But the truth of the matter is that there is no warning like that. Just like how when malaria, it's malaria, eh? Malaria. Like how when malaria is doing you, there is no warning. It's not that the mosquito is sitting here saying, I'm giving you malaria, eh? I came yesterday, I came the day before, I'm coming, this is the third time. No, do you have such a thing? No. How do you know what is doing you? Signs and symptoms. You're just looking at the symptoms. That's all you can look at. That's all you can look at. And the same is the same with backsliding. Are you in the church? And that's why today we're going to be looking at some 5 symptoms of backsliding. Yeah, symptoms of backsliding. Can we start? Let's go through the 5. And then because just in case time beats us. But we should have time today. And first one, irregular church attendance. It will come back. Second one, allowing the cares of this world to change your relationship with God. My slide people, I beg you, next time, separate them one, each one on a slide so that people can read. Why? One day we'll have a huge LED screen. Yeah, you'll be able to read from wherever you are. But until then, let's break it up so that we can see. Third one, allowing riches and blessings to change your relationship with God. Next one, allowing desires for worldly things to change your relationship with God. And the last one, coldness. This morning, I'm going to be taking you through these few symptoms. Nobody can say whether you are, we can't see, we can't tell. Are you there? Symptoms. But you see, signs and symptoms are very, very, very important. I told you that I was going to link it to relationships. Because that one you can see. Sometimes you are relating with somebody. You should see that she's going to say no. I mean, you are here. You are not friends. Then you say, I'm going to propose. You should know that the answer is going to be no. Someone even says how. But believe me, I've been a pastor for a while. Yeah. Sometimes I look at 2 people and I wonder, but how did you think it would work between you and that girl? The signs are so... Are you there? Look at you, practical, down-to-earth brother. Not looking for... You are not, very simple, straightforward guy. Then you have gone to link your... This pitri-pitri-pitri-pitri-pitri. You should know that. When we say a pitri-pitri girl, do you know what we are? Do you understand what it is, eh? Yeah, pitri-pitri-pitri-pitri-pitri. It's a type of girl. When you look, you can see that it's not going to work. It's a sign. By the signs of the thing. Am I talking to somebody? Let me boss you a true story. You will not believe me, but this is a true life story. True one, life story. One day, a certain brother told a certain sister, the girls were a group of friends, as normally is. You know how they are groups of friends. Good. So brother told one of the sisters, Charlie, I'm going to take you out for dinner. So Charlie spoke small, so we'll go to a cool place. And the girl said, today is my day. My proposal is on the way. So she went to do her hair. She bought a dress for the occasion. Because where she was, she didn't have, a certain kind of dress. And she arrived at the location. Charlie, there was a table for 2. Sat down. And it was a very romantic setting. They had a good meal together. Small not the guy would touch her hand. I mean, Charlie, it was like, oh, everything is going well. Now, somewhere in between the dessert and the coffee, somewhere in between there,
Brother says, I brought you here because I want to ask you something. And the girl, the hour has come. The time is near. So she's, yes. What did you want? Then the brother sat well and he said, I brought you here because I wanted to ask you. You know our friend Mansa. Do you think I have a chance with her? Lady said she needs water. She's ow! Tell neighbor, swerve. Now, when I heard the story, I was so angry with the brother. I was so upset with the brother. I said, this guy, if he had been my church member, I'd have given him a slap. What is this? Lady Rev says, two hands. Until I heard a certain brother talking about it. And the brother said, I am angry with the girl. She should have known. His point was, there had been no sign. There had been no symptom. Are you getting it? We are all friends there. We are all friends. There was no reason for her to have imagined that it was a proposal that was coming. You get his point. You see, because before we are taking you out to dinner, that perchance we are going to propose, there would have been some signs. Maybe I'm in the group of friends. I'm texting you alone plenty. You and I, you get it. There's a something in between the group. No, there was nothing. Please, you said what?
What was she thinking?
There was no sign. Tell them, but the signs are important too. Signs are very, very important. They cannot just drop a miracle proposal from somewhere. No. It's not like that. Tell anybody, it's not like that. And in order to see if you're backsliding, Charlie, you see it only in the signs. You can't tell. How do you know that a guy likes you? How do you know that a girl likes you? You can't tell. It's the signs. It's the signs. The way she smiles at you. All the friends, you are there. She will never cook and bring, but when this guy comes in, he's there. Suddenly she's cooking and bringing. Yeah. And then when she comes, she's coming to serve. She'll serve you first. All of us, there are signs. There are signs. Are you in the house? You know, sometimes I watch married couples. Yeah. You see, anything you don't work to keep is false. It's false. And at times I watch married couples and you see that the marriage is spoiling. Yeah, it's spoiling. I should give you some of the signs of spoiling. He sits here, she sits there. It's a sign. Oh, it's not like that. You know, where we are from, Kawanutum, don't tell me that where you are from. When you were dating, you knew how to sit together. And those of you who are in this church, you are beloved. Sit by your beloved. We don't like, you see, some of you are doing this. Nobody knows you are together. And then we've got to deal with the fallout because unknown to us, so-and-so are liking you because they never see you together. If your relationship is clean, if your relationship is without approval, what are you ashamed of? I mean, that's why I like, there are some two pastor couples I like in this church. Pastor Agassi and his wife. Pastor Albert and his wife. You don't need signs and wonders. It's clear. It's clear. Hey, let me boss you people something you don't know. Can I boss you something that I have the microphone, I can boss you? Do you know that I'm the pastor? I have sofas and chairs in my office. Everybody sits wherever. I have not assigned chairs to anybody. I have not given people chairs anywhere. Do you want to know what your pastors do in my office? Everybody will be sitting around. These two couples that I mentioned, they will sit on the same sofa by each other. You can't separate them. One day I got visitors in the chair in the office. Visiting pastor, I said, oh, they should come out for there. So chairs were put around, other chairs. They say they are going to project them for you. I've separated. So because of that, in fact, we've nicknamed that sofa love seat. They couldn't sit on their love seat. So they were sitting on the before we are away. We don't know how they organized. Gloria. We don't know how they organized it. Before we are aware, these people who had randomly sat. This man has found his way to sit by the wife. This wife has found her way to sit by the... That's how it's supposed to be. But it's a good place to come. But I have to inform them. 10 years from now, I expect it to be the same. 20 years from now. Otherwise, there's a backsliding. Are you there?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Maybe yours is not in there. I'm sitting here, sitting there. Maybe yours is not like that. But you text each other 100 times a day. Okay. Okay. You should continue like that. Mm. Yeah. Have you seen my love seat? This is my pastor's meeting, oh. Am I speaking the truth or I'm lying? Please. We were not on leave, oh. This is a serious meeting that we are having. Their bishop has called them to a meeting in my office. And we're all very tired. Look at them. Look at them. And they are teaching some other couple, oh. This one. One show. They have made my sofa that I bought. For serious people to come and sit on. When you come and visit me, I'll put you on the sofa so that we can be talking. They have made my couch their love seat. Please, we are in church. Change the picture. Hallelujah. Can you send them a message that please, 10 years from now, we want to see it like that. 15 years from now, we want to see it like that. 20 years from now, we want to see it like that. Because if you leave anything, and some of you see, it's not a time to teach about relationships or marriage, but put it down as a point. You can't, what should I say, expect it to continue well. Everything goes towards spoiling. Is that not your law of whatever? It says what? Diminishing, everything goes towards chaos. Yeah. Unless a force is brought to work on it. Are you there? The way you are tired, you are quiet, I don't even understand. So, we are talking about backsliding. How will you know? And I said the first point, irregular church attendance. You are here today. Yeah. Tomorrow you're not here. Irregular. He used to come and see you every day. But now he's got excuses. Oh, you know now my boss, the way my boss is. But when he was chasing you, pursuing you. She used to answer your text even when you sent it at 2 a.m. As soon as she wakes up, but now you will see she has red blue ticks. No answer. 3 days, no answer. It's a message. Are you in the church? Yeah. You know, God wants to save us all. He wants to save all of us. But the vehicle that he has used is the church. Yeah. God wanted to save people during the flood. He wanted to save them. Yeah. Talking, they are not going to be saved, but there are some people he still wanted to save. What did he do? The ark. You are inside the ark. You are safe. You are outside the ark. You are dying. There are people who criticize the church, and some of you criticize the church. You are here on Sunday morning because it's a ritual to you, but you criticize the church. Hey, this church, when you come, they take first offering, they take second offering. This church, when you come, the preacher is so long. This church, when you come, they say that the communion crowd they are selling. This church, when you come, they are doing this, they are doing that. Well, I'm happy to inform you that you know something. Nobody ever said that the ark was perfect. I can promise you that because animals are animals, there were issues. Yeah. Yesterday, I had to bring my three dogs here. because we were doing some fumigation in the house. Hey! I had to lock it. First of all, I had to put him in two separate cars because there's one with him. If I add him to the other two, the entertainment, the driver would drive off the road. If that, and even when he was alone in the car. Hey, Pastor Dennis, did you not open the door and the dog was on your seat? Trouble, just trouble. So this is just three dogs. What about when the antelope and the lion are in the same ship? What about when the snake and the mice, they're on the same ship? What about when the elephant and the leopard are on the same ship? You think it was okay? You think it was beautiful and peaceful? You think it was like the drawings you have been seeing in the storybooks? I need to inform you. Somebody should Google for me the number of kilos of shit that... Sorry for the word. I'm sorry. How many kilos of dung an elephant produces in a day? Can you imagine it? And you are all in the same place. It was a stinking place. I can tell you that. The antelope will come in. Pastor Noah! I don't like the way the lion is looking at me. I don't like it at all. Then the lion will come and say, it's not my fault. She'll be walking and she'll be twisting him. But no matter what was going on in the ark, it was still better to be in the ark than to be outside. No matter what's going on in the church, it is still better to be in the church than to be outside. It ain't perfect. We never claimed it was perfect. That is the vehicle. Oh, yes. You used to come seriously to church. Now look at you. You say you are in fourth year. It's not that you are in fourth year. You are backsliding. You see, a guy who doesn't like you anymore, he will still show up on your birthday. He will still send you a Valentine's gift. But he doesn't like you anymore. Signs. You still come to church when we have certain kind of meetings. When you've heard that somebody got 2,000 plus 1,000 from Momo Bishop, so you come. But now, you're coming to churches regularly irregular. Or irregularly regular. Whichever one. Psalm 84 and verse 4, I've shared this before. Blessed are they that dwell in your house. So many Christians in Ghana, you are not blessed at all. This is the reason. You don't dwell in the house. You don't dwell in the house. Not passing through. Not chasing various prophetic meetings. Dwelling in the house. Dwelling. To dwell means to stay. Yeah. God has given us three things to help us. Jeremiah chapter 3. Let's go to verse 14. Look at the cure. What he gives us to help us in the midst of the backsliding. What has he given us to help us? First, he says, I will bring you to Zion. Zion is another word for his church. You can find that in Hebrews 12, 22 to 23. Just note it and read it. I will bring you to church. Number two, I will give you pastors. Who is your pastor? Who is your pastor? Some of you, if I'm asked, I'll deny you flat. Oh, cry. I'm asking who is your pastor? You have been in this church for 4 years. I don't know you. You know why I don't know you? Because the pastor you are directly under also does not know you. Yes. There are people in this church, I get to know you because of direct interaction. And in this, sometimes the choir has a bit of an unfair advantage. Because I pass here to exit. So when I'm going, I'll see this face, I'll see this one. And I'll go and ask, okay, so this one was sitting, what's her name? This is it, I get to know you. Chat with you. Are you there? There are also some I get to know because they are close to their pastor. So because they are close to their pastor, the pastor brings them up. Are you there? But there are also others. You are in the church. You ain't got no pastor. I just came to inform you that I know a pastor. You don't have a pastor. Yeah. Who is your pastor? The person who speaks from God and you hear. Yeah. My father, I have a pastor. I have a pastor. Are you there? I'm an adult. I bought my own ticket. But when I'm leaving, I tell my pastor, even before, please, in the month of this person has invited me. I'm going here. I'm going there. Sometimes I even ask again, please, can I go? I ask too. I know that this is what you want, but I will ask because I have a pastor. You are there. You don't have anybody as you are there in your life. Remember, I told you from the beginning, you ain't got nothing yet. You are very quiet. Oh. Hey, the people are very quiet on me. Oh. That's why your life is like that. Yeah. Today I'm saying, oh, Lady Rev, she's doing a PhD. She's doing, I'm her pastor. I'm her pastor. When she finished her first degree, I told her that you cannot be so brilliant and stop there. We are continuing. And we continued. And we continued. And she got her master's. When she got her master's, I didn't even allow her to land. I said, hey.
I was still in first year doing. You started. You just said you are doing a PhD. It wasn't a discussion.
I'm not the one paying the fees. I'm not one learning anybody. I'm the pastor of her soul. I'm her pastor. Here's another one. I'm her pastor. Never mind that she looks like she's from America, but she's my. Yeah. She hadn't even got first degree. And I started. Am I telling lies?
It's true.
Then she said something, master, something. I said, hey, so we are doing. Or?
Very true. Her PhD.
I'm coming. We haven't reached PhD. Then the masters they were doing, then they said, hey, I said, hey, you be traveling. Then the traveling started. Yeah, the traveling started. She'll go and she'll come. Go and come. She had not finished the master. I said, sir, you know. Abby, you know that. We are continuing. Then she said, the man now, he says, I should him. I said, don't worry about him. We are doing the PhD. And I said, how many girls do you know who have math? Who do math? How many? Who do math and carry? I said, girl, it will just open. You'll be there. You don't have any pastor in your life. That's why you are mapping your own life out with your own hand. Yes. Because you don't have any pastor. There's no shepherd of your soul. You are just there, a random Christian roaming about, saying to yourself that I'm hearing directly from God. Meanwhile, you and I know you ain't hearing no nothing. Yeah. Because he gives pastors. That's why he gave. Who is your pastor? Who is your pastor? Recently, we were trying to organize one of my sons, something. Then we said, we are not sure what to do. Let's ask our pastor. Our pastor said, stay where you are. He's staying where he is. Even though as a parent, I was talking to my son. Yeah. You don't have a pastor. You're just a random walking something. No wonder your Christianity is the way that it is. Yeah. Because your pastor will ask you that, but you used to come for meetings. Why have you been coming late now? Yeah. Your pastor will ask you, it's how you have walked. Meet the people that are pastors, sometimes they are going to hospital, I go with them. When I cannot go with them, I'll be on my phone. Have you finished? Have you seen the doctor? What did the doctor say? When they come, I ask them, what medication have they given to you? Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm telling you. This young man had to go, he doesn't know a doctor. I say, okay, I call somebody, please carry him. I was sitting down, my phone, so what are they saying? Where is the test? You don't have a pastor. You don't have a pastor. Yeah. You see, because God knows that if he doesn't give you a pastor, you backslide. My tummy is paining me. My head is, you see, there are all reasons why you must stop going to church. Yeah. Please ask your neighbor, do you have a pastor? Wait. There are people first row, second row, most have pastors. So if you are sitting by somebody without a pastor, ask. Third row going, ask, do you have a pastor? Oh, some people are sitting there by chance. Ask. You see, the people here, they can't even ask each other because as they are there, pastor free. Hey. So that's the second thing. Charlie, if I don't take it, I won't finish preaching. And the third thing is that he gives you the pastor to feed you with knowledge and understanding. And in this way, he's just hoping to keep balancing you so that you won't backslide. Are you in the church? Hey. Let me ask you a question. So, when there's a crisis, who does God talk to about you? Hey. Are you in the church? No, I said when there is danger, who does God talk to about you? One day, one of my lady pastors had gone to have a baby. I knew when she got into labor. I knew where she was. I knew she had gone. And we had prayed. I had gone to lie down that I'm going to sleep. And the Holy Spirit, because me, I feel afraid. And I finished praying. Then the Holy Spirit said to me, "She is gone. Get up and pray now." I said, "What are you talking about?" So I jumped out of my bed. Gone where? What does it mean? As I got out of my bed, I started. Then I got a message from my pastor, from her husband. This and this and this and this has happened. And something. As he was standing outside, he didn't know that his wife had gone. That's why I'm asking you, who does God talk to when you have a crisis? And I got out of my bed and I jumped up, my first prayer warrior. I said, "Lady Rev, get up. Assemble the troops. We got to pray." And we started to pray. And we kept praying. Then I called Reverend and said, "There is a husband standing alone over there. Get over there." I'm talking to you about helping now. Today she's sitting here. She's got a pastor. Who is your pastor? Who does God send an SOS to concerning you? Who? But could God not have healed her? You are a child without brains. Was Paul not talking to the Lord Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus? The Bible says a light shone and he got blind. When he got blind, he said, "Lord, what should I do?" And the Lord said, "Go to the house of Simon the leper. Wait there. I'm coming." Then he went to call Ananias. Ananias didn't know anything about Paul's anything. All he knew is that this boy is chasing human beings to kill them. And Jesus told him, "Go down to the street called Straight, to the house of Simon the leper. There is a man there called Saul. Go there and give him his sight." I want to ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, when he got to heaven, had he forgotten how to heal eyes? Is this another one on the phone? What are you looking at? Yeah, a boy without wisdom. See me after church. You need to have a pastor. Clearly, nobody is shepherding you. So that you will come and explain to me what I'm sharing in church. I'm asking you a question. My question is that the Lord Jesus Christ, when he ascended into heaven, when he was on earth, was he not the one opening eyes? As he has gone to heaven, has he forgotten how to open eyes? Come on. And yet, he went and called Ananias and said, "Go and put your hands on Paul, for Paul to receive his sight." If Paul was as stupid as some of you, he would have been blind throughout his ministry. But he submitted himself to the ministry of Ananias and he got his. Don't tell me you don't need a pastor. That's why I ask you today, who is God talking to when you are in a crisis? Who? Yeah. I was lying in the COVID ward here in Kath, year 2021, February. I was lying there. And I could see that my life was hanging in a balance. Every day the door will open and they're just cutting dead bodies out. And I was lying there wondering, when is my time? But a few minutes before I blacked out for the last time, I saw a message on my phone from my husband. "I have spoken to our father and he says, you shall return." My father spoke a word to me in my SOS time. And as you can see, I didn't go. I need to tell you, I was more likely to go than to stay. In the 19 days I lay in that hospital, only four of us survived. Only four. Every day, carcasses in and out. Don't bring yourself at all. "Hey, Charlie, I have to finish preaching. Sit down. Sit down. Let's keep going. I've given you the solution already. Let's keep going. Number two. Allowing the cares of this world to change your relationship with God. I want you to take a look at the room this morning. It's exam time. Oh, just take a look at the room. Yeah, is this our church on a normal Sunday? Cares of this world. You know, we use it as an excuse, isn't it? And we say that, oh, you know, right now, because of this and that, I have this to do. I have that to do. I cannot go. I cannot come to church. Mark chapter 4, verse 19. The cares of this world. Can you see it in the scripture? Jesus was talking about the things that take you away. The cares of this world, they choke the word and it becomes unfruitful. There are many of you who come to church, but because your mind is on what you do or do not have, it's choking the word. Like what? Writing exams. Yeah. It's okay. I'm showing you how you can backslide. Some of you have allowed yourself to believe that when I finish writing exams, I'm going to be stable in church. Na lie. Tell anybody, na lie. Na lie. Na lie. The cares in the world, they never stop. Financial difficulty is another one of them. Yeah. One of the most dangerous, getting a good job. So are you saying that I can't? No, I'm showing you that it is something that can push you out. Getting a good job. Yeah. Yeah. That's why you must pick your job with sense. And when you get inside the job, you need to balance yourself well to be able to follow God. Yeah. Don't think it will just come. Hey, family issues. That's why I was dealing with those of you whose parents are not godly people. I shouldn't say it like that. I've said it. You can send me a text. I don't mind. Yeah. You should sit up and see what is going on. Yeah. Actually, you don't send me a text. Hey, my father says, my mother says, when you were climbing this thing to the wall to go and sleep around, you didn't send anybody that text. I'm showing you cares of the world. Another big one, getting married. Cares of the world. Cares of the world. Some, you know, that is why I find myself praying for you. Because you have not yet started even. You haven't even started. The only thing you have is yourself and your exams. That's all. What are you going to do when all these ones come? Because not that they come alone, no. The getting married sometimes is linked to other things, family issues. You are going to join yourself to an ungodly girl or an ungodly man to just complicate the issue. When we were having the mother to son, somebody sent a question that, why do we say that you have to marry a Christian? Can you not just marry somebody who's a good person? Eh, marry him. You see that your Christianity will not even survive tomorrow. Many things that are blessings, they will stand in your way. Another one, having babies. If we start to give you lectures about that one. Yeah. One of my children, he would wake up anytime I want to pray. As a baby, yeah. When I decide I've shifted my prayer time to midnight, he's awake at midnight. I'll say, okay. So I'll pray my prayers at 2 a.m. He'll wake up at 2 a.m. He'll no longer wake up at the midnight, 2 a.m. I actually went to ask my pastor's wife at the time that this child, why is there a problem with the child? What's the issue? Yeah, is it personal? Is there a demon working through my child? Nothing. That's how it is. Tell me, but that's how it is. And there's a cure, I'll tell you in James. Yes. Are you there? But I'm saying that all these things come to contend. We're talking about what will make you backslide. What will change your relationship with God if you allow it. Even these so-called good things. Yeah. And that's even why you need to have a pastor to tell you how to maneuver. Some of you should have gone to ask Lady Rev. As you are there saying that, I don't know how to manage my time. Go and ask somebody who is doing a PhD, who still has a husband and has 3 children and is a pastor in the church and working in the church. How do you do it? That's the use. Please, I have to finish preaching. Let's go to number 3. Hey! Sometimes God has made a mistake to bless you. He's made a mistake. He has made you rich. He's blessed you. Some of you are students, so you are not rich yet, but you are blessed. You are blessed. Some of you are from wealthy homes. Some too, you are not from a wealthy home, but he's blessing you as you are in school. Things are working. Some scholarship has come, you know. Yeah. The Bible calls it the deceitfulness of riches. Are you there? Sharon, take a microphone. I say, Sharon, Charlisa, take this thing. Come and sing my song for me. This is a backsliding song. If I'd let her sing it earlier, saying they are spoiling the church. The song that they are singing, they are spoiling the church. So please, you can sing it for me. Don't shout until you don't hear the words.
We're not close anymore. We don't talk anymore.
We don't talk anymore.
We don't chat anymore.
Hey, we don't
text
anymore.
Anymore. We don't love anymore.
Hey.
We're not happy anymore. We don't smile anymore.
We don't smile anymore.
We don't laugh anymore. We don't kiss anymore.
Oh, man.
We don't touch anymore. We
the
don't hug
the married
anymore.
One,
oh, God, help me, please. Now we have so many arguments. Two people who don't agree. We could have been happy together. We could have enjoyed each other. But there is no more love. So much mistrust and accusations. Oh God, I need the key to my love. The key of humility. Oh God, help me, please. I need to be humble and to flow. I don't wanna destroy my relationships. We're not close anymore.
Hey.
We don't talk anymore. We don't chat anymore. Don't text anymore. We don't love anymore.
Oh.
We're not happy anymore. We don't smile anymore. Don't laugh anymore. We don't kiss anymore. We don't touch anymore. We don't hug anymore. Oh God, help.
The message. God is asking you. You're not happy anymore. That's when you come to church, you used to smile. You were so happy to be part of the choir. You were so happy to be a dancing star. But today, unless they call you, unless they beg you, are you not coming? Where are you? We don't touch anymore. You don't touch my heart anymore. When they are worshiping, cry, you have come to the church. Ah, the diplomacy in the church, oh God, it's almost a curse. He used to dance for the Lord. When the praise and worship is going, he used to dance. But right now, you are in the fourth year. You can only be on your phone. Yeah. Are you there? But is he not talking about us? When you were first year, when they are dancing, you come. They be dancing. But now, God has made a mistake. He has allowed you to pass. First year. Second year. Look at your diplomatic faces. Just look at you. You come to church. Diplomatic. You let me reserve it. I'm going to get to point number 5, which is coldness. I will kill the coldness in this church. Yeah. But before I get to the coldness, let's go to point number 4. I want you to ask your neighbor, how strong is your want to? How strong? When you don't want to do something, you make an excuse. Yes. But when you really want to do something, you make a way. There's a very interesting story. A certain guy, he was a grave digger. He used to dig the graves. One day, he finished digging a grave and then he was leaving. And as he was leaving, he didn't see a hole and he fell inside. So he tried to get out. It wasn't working. You know, because in those days, it was 6 feet. It's nowadays, if you are going to bury in Osu Cemetery, that will tell you 3 feet. Anyway, in group of thieves that they are. But it's the same. I would know all the cemeteries in Accra. Anyway, he couldn't jump out. So he decided that, no, let me just perch. Day will break. Then as people are passing, I'll shout so I'll get help. Well, as he sat quietly in there, a certain drunkard was passing. He had decided to use the cemetery as a shortcut to his house. So he was in his drunken state and he was passing. And before he knew it, he fell inside. Now, the drunkard was struggling to get out. You see, it was pitch dark. He couldn't see that somebody else was in there. So as he was busy struggling to get out, then the guy who was sitting there said, "You are never going to get out, you know." He never knew there was somebody there. The fear that caught him. He suddenly found the energy. The drink cleared. He suddenly found a way. He jumped from the bottom of the grave right out to the top. I want to ask you, how strong is your wanting to? How strong is your wanting to? You can be giving excuses. I have exams. I have children. I have this. I cannot pray. I cannot this. I cannot that. But if you want to and your want to is strong enough, couldn't climb out. After his 1-2 was strong enough. Please let me finish preaching. Number 4. The next one, the desire for worldly things. I came to ask you this morning, what's your desire? What's your desire? It's unfortunate. The church has never been more covetous and more whatever than it is today. Just looking for things. Yeah, material things. Are you there? Let me show you a scripture on covetousness. Maybe we can do this one in the NIV, Luke chapter 12. You see, Jesus was preaching about covetousness and then he gave a window. So we must take heed. Luke 12, chapter verse 15. He said to them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consists not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. Okay, now, it does not consist in the abundance of possessions. Some of you feel good because you think you have things. That's not what your life consists of. Let's continue. I want to show you something. Then he now told them this parable. So the parable is related to the covetousness. The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. Keep going. He thought to himself, what shall I do? I have no place to store my crops. Next one. Then he said, this is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones. You see, this is where the covetousness comes. This is why it is a problem. The problem is that you don't see what God has given you. So you tear down. You tear down. When you were coming, you came from Uganda with your classmates. You all came to Kenya. That's what God had given you. But when you arrived, you saw a certain type of guy, a certain kind of girl. You tore down the relationships that you had with those Uganda people. You don't know them. They were what God gave you. If you had stayed and walked with them, you'd have been sober today. But then you have torn it down to do something that to you is bigger. This is the reason why many guys can't find a girl. Because God has given you some straightforward young ladies. You don't like. So you tear it down. You are going to look for Cardi B. I remember a few days ago, we were in somewhere and we're chatting together. And there was a certain man of God with us. And then he was not married. So please ask for our church. They will ask you right now. So we asked a question. Oh, brother, you are not married. What is your problem? Why? Then he started describing for us. He said, so what kind of girl do you want? He started to give us specs. 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 Now, as he was telling us, this is my PhD AI specialist. Had taken out her AI, whatever. And she was putting, he said what? Tall, hardworking, curvy. Huh. Not too thin, not too thick, something dark. When he finished describing, AI produced the picture. Beautiful. Delicious. Now, I looked at the picture. I said, brother, please, what you are looking for? Sam is not here. We don't have some. The thing you have described, as we have put it, we said, look at the picture. I said, oh, now we know why you know us. In this type, in all day the church is like, hey! Hey, brother, you won't collect what God has given to you. There are men in their marriages, oh, God has given you this nice simple. You say, oh, I don't like this one. And then you tear down that one. And you now go and look for your own. Cardi B. Cardi B. And when she's now roasting your balls on the fire, you now, you start sending me messages. Mommy, I'm suffering. Suffer, suffer. You have to suffer. Girl, the guys that God has given to you, they are simple guys, so when you see them, some of them, they ain't got raps for what, I mean, that's about what you, they don't have the rap, they just don't have it. They ain't got it. But they are good guys. Simple guys, they create fun and we laugh. They are not, you know, the phone that they have, Crano, it's not exactly, yeah, it's like this, a simple one, eh? Some simple phone, it's not of any high specs, but Charlie, they love the Lord.
They are trying to do their best. But you have torn it down. You want Kojo Mojo, who has a bankroll of $100, $100 times 100 in his pocket. You want, that's why you have become a bono mattress, sleeping around. That's why they are slapping you, you cannot even talk. And when they slap you, you can only say, Pastor, I'm not feeling well. You can't say anything to me because you know that that relationship, yeah, you are tearing down. I say, you are what? Then you come with stories. Yeah. I met my husband. He didn't have anything. When we got married, our breakfast, we had to go and look for plates inside the gift packages that page. Somebody has dashed us page. But Charlie, love of God be what? Love of God be what? Word be what? I knew that I'll never fear that you'll go after that man. Not because of me. Fear of God. Yeah. Time went on, I discovered he's an excellent father. Yeah. His children are shining as bishops because he's their father. Nobody is there to see the hours on the phone. Nobody is there when he's talking to them. I want to see your land. Where did you find the land for your church? Where is it? Send me the picture. I want to see. How much did they say it is? They are miles away. Oh, brother, we can pay. I know that. Don't worry. I'll bless you special, okay? You are learning a lot. It will be okay. It will be okay. Oh, him, I'll give him some water. It's exam time, please. You cannot. I thought he was on his phone. It's just Charlie. Give him some water for me. You don't have water here. It's okay. It's okay. When you're called, I would have given you water, but they don't have. It's okay. Father, the brother is tired. I pray for new strength, new help. This week, he will read everything he reads. He will remember it in Jesus' name. The Lord will help you. Amen. Amen. You are blessed. It's okay. It's okay. Are you in the church? Are you understanding something? Who has God given to you? Today, I thank God that I took the guy he had given me. Yeah, hard specs 1 to 10. God gave me only 2 of the 10. Because he knew what I didn't know. Yeah. And 39 years down the line, God was right. Yeah. God was right. Are you in the church? Yeah. You are the one, you want to write your own specs. When they beat you, don't say anything. Are you in the church? Me, they don't even shout at me. Yeah, it doesn't even shout at me. One day I wanted some dress, me. And I know, I said, oh, I wanted to go and buy that. He looked at me and said, I buy it. It's almost like, why is it a problem? What is the problem? No, so he thought I didn't have money. He said, you don't have money. I said, oh, I have. Buy it. It's not that I now have to give lectures that, oh, I did this with my money. No. Please, I'll preach over time. I'm closing. Please, push the nearest brother and say, please, stop looking for Pocahontas. She's not in the church. When God blesses you. Let me give you 3 things that John Wesley said. Can I give it to you very quickly? John Wesley's principles. Number 1, earn all you can. Number 2, save all you can. Number 3, give all you can. Give away all you can. Yeah. Let's continue. I'm ending. Last sign of backsliding, coldness. Coldness. Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 12. If you have that TPT, passion. There will be such an increase of sin, of lawlessness, that those whose hearts once burned with passion for God and others will grow cold. Church, I came to tell you that the church in Ghana is backsliding. And you are among them. You are cold. Many of you sit in church with no expression at all. If I were to just keep my eyes on your face, the word cry will not even come. Yeah. I just have to tell you, you think that you are being cool. You think you are being cool. You are not being cool. You are cold. You are cold. God does not like coldness. He doesn't like lukewarmness. He says you are hot or cold. When you are cold, you are not for me. I know where you belong. But if you belong to God, heat. Heat. Yeah. You come to church late because you are cold.
You think that you are doing your shepherd a favor. Your shepherd should be happy, glad that you came. Yeah. I'm going to explain the coldness to you. I'm ending. Lord, you know that I preach with my heart. I cannot do more than that. I can only pray that you will. Let's move to our slides. When your love grows cold, you are not excited about God. Yeah. This one is for you to measure yourself. And when you measure yourself, change. Oh, me, it's not like that. I'm quiet. You are a bloody liar. When your people are playing ball, are you not the people we hear shouting? Are you not inside? You are cold. When you sit in church and you are on your phone, you are cold. You understand when I say on your phone? Yeah. You are in your phone. When your love grows cold, you can't say amen in church. When your love grows cold, you can't stand in church. Yeah. You know, when we are... No, don't tell anybody to stand. Ah, what are you doing? Not at all. One of the saddest signs of the backsliding is what we do with worship. Can't worship from my hands anymore. When somebody by you has their hands lifted and they are even looking at the person, what's all this? What's all this? Control yourself. Control what? Control what? We don't know what brought you to church. We came here to worship. Yeah. Please, at this point, take my this thing up so I can see the people at the back. Yeah. We're not ashamed of it. You are spending your energy elsewhere. You are going to dance elsewhere. Listening to unbeliever music and dancing there. That's why you have no dance left for the Lord. When we are singing, cry, your deployer has come. I need a nice worship song. What?
Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul.
And you are in church.
I live for you.
Have you seen the deployer?
Alone.
Me cry on board.
Every breath that I take. Every
give me my phone. Worship is on. Change the song to another one.
Your way. Your goodness is running after. It's running after me.
This is you in church.
Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender.
It's a curse. You have come into the house of God to worship and you have no worship. Your soul is vacant. Your spirit is vacant. He has not heard from you personally and he has brought you here. You can't even worship because you are cold. I came to inform you. We will worship him. We will sing to him. Yes. We will tell.
I'll sing your praises forever.
And if we cry, it's to him, not to you. We're in love. Lord, we are in love with you. Oh. Yes.
Here in your courts, where I'm close to your throne.
When I sing this song, many times when we get to this part, here in your courts, where I'm close to your throne. I found where I find myself crying because I remember how I wanted to belong, and belonging made me join some useless girls, and belonging made me follow some useless guys because I wanted to belong so bad, and I never belonged, and it was never mine until I met him. And when I met him, I found somebody who received me as I am, craziness and all. Suddenly, I belonged. He never told me, you are too tall, you are too short, you are too big, you are too fat. He never said those words to me.
suddenly I belong. I don't know about you. Maybe because you belong to some football club. Maybe because you belong to some girls moving around. You belong to some other place, some old boys, some old girls. Maybe that's why you are so cold in this house. But I tell you, for some of us, this is what we have. Oh yeah. We are not ashamed to worship him. We are not ashamed to cry in his presence. We are not ashamed to sing. You are ashamed to sing. That's why you can't even open your mouth to sing. The only songs that you have are what unbelievers, people heading straight to hell, are singing. That's the song you have. Because it's a routine, but I want to know him. This is your call. Or you're here this morning and you're saying, Lord, I used to do more. I used to pray more. I used to be on fire for you more. I used to worship you more. My heart used to be yours. But now I see that I'm cold. If that is you, belong to either category, just step down here right now. Come and give your life to him again. Just come. You're saying it's not as it should be. Or you're saying, Lord, I'm not sure that my name is written in the book of life. The effect is the same. Find your way and come. Some of you have your pastor. You should be here. You should be here. Yeah. I'm waiting for you. Step out and come. We're going to pray that the Lord will ignite a fire. God bless you. That the Lord will wake up something. I'm waiting for you. Choir, I'm waiting for you. Some of you should be in this. You're just going through the motions.
Shepherds, some of you should be here. Yeah. Don't let pride stop you. Boys. You know that you are backslidden. Step out of where you are waiting for you. Remember, we make our confession before men. Don't even worry about anybody else. This one is between you and God. And God will bless you for it. God will bless you for it. God will, He will meet you. And say that, Lord, I was utter for you. Lord, I loved you. Oh, right now, I don't know what is going on with me. Lord, something has left me, but I want it back. I used to love you. I used to love spending time with you. But Lord, nowadays, it's like it's a chore. It's like it's so hard. But I want to come back. Lord, I want to come back. I want to come back, Lord. I want to come back. If that's your cry, don't let anybody dissuade you. Don't even mind anybody at all.
I'm in love with Jesus.
You used to love him, oh, what happened to the love? You better find your way here and come and ask him, Lord.
I'm in love.
I don't know what happened to my love, Lord.
Love,
I don't know why everything has gone so some way. When I pray, I don't even know if you are there. I don't even know if you hear me, Lord. I stopped praying because there was no answer. It looked like there was nothing happening. Find your way here this morning. Lord, I tell others what to do, but I don't do it myself. Find your way here this morning. Find your way here this morning. But Lord, you're saying, Lord, I want to be hot again. I want to be on fire again. I want to feel you in my bones again, Lord. I want to love you again, Lord. I want to read the Bible and say it is so sweet to me. Lord, I want to love you again. If you're standing in front, you want to pray this prayer. And everyone pray it. You want to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today as a sinner. Forgive me. Please write my name in the book of life. Lord, rekindle that lamp. Restore that lamp that used to burn. Restore it, Lord. Let there be a rekindling in my spirit. Let me fall in love with you again. And Lord, on the day that you come, you will not be ashamed of me. I will not be ashamed of you. I'm no longer ashamed of you. I will lift up my head and confess you as my Lord. As my Savior. Lord, I will have time for you. Lord, I will make time for you. How can I be too busy for you, Lord? How can I have time for my friends and not have time for you, Lord? How can I have time for my phone and not have time for you, Lord? Lord, but I'm back today. I'm back today. Please register it, Lord. I'm back today. Thank you for restoring me. Thank you for restoring me. Thank you. I give you praise in Jesus' name. Father, let a fresh flame be lit. Forgive us. Forgive us for when we are ashamed of you. Forgive us for when we put our diplomacy over on you. We are sorry. I ask you to forgive us. Please. If we have fallen out with you, Lord, please restore us. And Lord, may we never again be ashamed of you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe that you have been blessed by this message. For more information, you can follow us on Facebook, Fountain of Life Cathedral, and on Instagram and Twitter at FOLCIDRASI. God richly bless you.